Now there is much we can learn from each other. If we can negotiate a truce, we can find a way to coexist. Can there be a peace between us? What is it you want us to do?
There's a whole fleet of them.
They seem to defy the rules of physics, hovering in the wind, stopping instantly, and moving extremely fast at hypersonic speeds, then diving into the ocean.
Men went to and fro about the globe, confident of our empire over this world.
Debris in the air, atmospheric conditions, secret U.S. equipment,
military UFO,
a foreign adversary's advanced technology, or simply other.
You're still on Earth, or on the ship with me? But it doesn't make very much difference because...
Here.
This report is not the end. The U.S. government now plans to collect more data and organize it into a database to figure out what really is out there.
They're here, aren't they?
They've been here for a long, long time.
Look at the lowest level. They send people on errands. They play with people's minds. They sway people to do things. I think at the highest level, they do things that cause nations to go to war. Things that make no sense. But free will is impossible for them up there.
Why are those like yourself who believe in the existence of extraterrestrial life on this Earth not dissuaded by all the evidence to the contrary?
Because all the evidence to the contrary not entirely dissuasive.
Perhaps it's fate that today is 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. Should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quiet.